بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. سب سے مقدم اپنے دین کی درستی ہے جب اس تدبیر پر ہر شخص عمل کرے گا تو ہر ایک کی حالت درست ہو جائے گی. حضرت مولانا اسلام ثانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے the reformation of our deen, that is our prior importance, that is our first and our greatest priority, is to attend to our deen, our salah, and reformation, rectification of our deen. That is the very purpose for which Allah Ta'ala has created us and sent us into this dunya. And everyone understands it, though we try to forget it, the reality. We see that everyone lives for a short while in this dunya. Then we leave the dunya, go to the qabr, and from there it's an onward journey. So everyone can understand this, that this dunya is only for a short while we are here. And yet, instead of understanding our priority, we make this dunya our priority. Our entire day, entire lifetime, greater part of our life is devoted to the dunya, and the little time, the little effort we accord to the deen, that is also defective, very deficient. So our priority, he says, the deen, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Inna dunya khuliqa lakum," the dunya has been created for you, in other words, for your journey, for your need. Allah Ta'ala has created dunya not as an abode, not as a permanent place of residence. وَإِنَّكُمْ خَلَقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ, but you have been created for the Akhirat, Allah Ta'ala says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, for the Akhirat. So the intelligent person, he will strive for the Akhirat. Now your dunya also, you must convert it into the deen and make your worldly needs and your worldly activities all subservient to the deen. Where there is a conflict, there you leave the dunya aside and you make amal on the deen, even if it appears to you that in setting aside the dunya and making amal on the deen, you are harming your deen. That is natural, it will happen. That is the trial, and that has to be expected. That the more you make amal on the deen, the more you are going to harm your world, your dunya. And in the process, you're building up your akhirat, and you're making your gains there in the akhirat. So Sultan Allah says that if every person makes amal on himself, he attends to his own reformation, then everyone will automatically become reformed. جسے مجموعہ خود بخود درست ہو جائے گا, then collectively the entire community will become reformed. What's the community? It consists of individuals and family units. Every individual, every family attends to their own islah. Then the entire society, the entire community, the entire nation will become reformed. پھر اسلام کی حالت جس کو تم رو رہے ہو درست ہو جائے گی. Then the condition of Islam, if I mean the ummah, the condition of Islam upon whom which you are crying now, lamenting, it will become reformed. Islam remains the same. By meaning of Islam, I mean the people, the ummah. Islam will never change, will always remain the same as it was in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes, they will, as the time goes on, out of bid'ah will become attached to the deen. But in every age, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there will be a small group of ulama, small group only, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who will attend to the deen, and they will combat all the evil and all root out all the bid'ah and keep the deen pure. And then every century, after every 100 years, Allah Ta'ala sends a mujaddid, and it's his function then to purify the deen of all the accretions of bid'ah, evil, which became attached to the deen, and restores the deen again to its original state. So there will never be a time where Islam will be lost, as all the other religions are lost over the period of time, and nothing remains of all the other religions, because bid'ah had become an accepted disease among them. They accept everyone could interpret the deen. Their religion, the deen of Musa al-Islam, of Isa al-Islam, everyone's, their followers, had the license to interpret, they assumed a license to interpret the teachings of the religions, of their shariahs, and they distorted it to such an extent that today there remains nothing of the shariat of Musa al-Islam and the shariat of Isa al-Islam. But inshallah, this will not happen to Islam. Allah Ta'ala himself in the Quran says he has undertaken, given the pledge, undertaken the, assumed the responsibility of safeguarding the purity of this deen until the day of Qiyamah. And for that purpose, Allah Ta'ala has created two institutions. One is the institution of the Hufaz, the Hafiz, to safeguard the text, to safeguard the text, the words of the Quran. And then the second institution is the institution of the Ulama Haq, the true Ulama, who will guard the meanings of the Deen, the meanings of the Quran and the Sunnah, uphold them, guard the beliefs and the practices of Islam. So Islam will always remain intact. So the Tanakh says that if everyone reforms himself, every family reforms itself, then automatically, of their own accord, the entire community will become reformed. Then there won't be a need to cry and lament over the pitiful plight of the Muslims. As today, you find Muslims all over the entire world, the most humiliated nation on earth today is this Ummah of Islam. It's completely fallen. It's fallen, trampled upon, because we have brought that bala and that calamity upon our own selves by appointing the kuffar as our leaders. Everything they do, we follow. Whatever they say, we follow. To such an extent that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that if the Yahud and Nasara enter the lizard's hole, you also will enter. The time will come when the Muslims will also enter into that lizard's hole and consider it to be respectable and honorable in everything, where there's no need at all. Also, they also, they emulate and follow the ways, the styles, and the mannerisms of the kuffar. And because we have made them, we have appointed the kuffar as our leaders, so what Allah Ta'ala appointed them as our rulers. Now they're ruling us. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, speaking about this time, Yushakul umamu tada'a alaykum kama tada'a al-aqlatu ala ila qisatiya. The time will come soon, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when the nations, referring to the kuffar, they will form their coalitions. They will form their coalitions and devour you. You see, you get a U.S. coalition, all the coalitions, and they attack Muslims. In this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam presented an analogy. He said, like the people gather around, big tray of food and all eating there, and they're calling their friends all to come and join in and eat the food. In this manner, they will come, they will form a coalition, and they will devour the ummah. And someone فَقَالَ قَالُوا, someone asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, مِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will it be because our numbers will be very small on the at that time? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ كَثِيرٌ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُصَامٌ. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no, in fact, you will be numerous, too many, but أنت مخصان but ولكن لك مخصان but you will be all will be what النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم you will be rubbish النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت أنكم مخصان all of you will be rubbish like waste better كخصاء السيل like the waste better the floods are brought down by the flood waters like all that muck you will be like that. ولا ينزع أن الله من قلوب عدوكم المحاوة منكم. And Allah Ta'ala will extract from the hearts of the of your enemies fear for you. He will take it out, they'll no longer fear you. Yes? They will fear the Sahaba and the early Muslims dominated and ruled the dunya. No one will they fear no one Allah Ta'ala as a punishment. He will remove that fear from their hearts and they will trample upon us and disgrace and humiliate us because we invited it. And then what Allah Ta'ala will do in addition? وَلَيَكْثِفَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهَنِ. And Allah Ta'ala will then create in your hearts wahan. قَالَ وَمَا الْوَهَنْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Ya Rasulullah, what is wahan? One, it is hubbu dunya wa karahiyatul maut. It is the love of the dunya and the dislike for maut. Dislike maut, you have to go. By disliking maut, you are not doing yourself any benefit, not serving any purpose. So what you have to do, you must make preparation for maut. Make proper preparation for maut. By disliking maut, you try to distance yourself from maut, then it will be more difficult for you maut. You must become familiar with maut. Make muraqabah on maut every day. Contemplate on maut. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 5 times a day, Malikul Maut, he stalks us. And 5 times a day, the qabr calls out unto us. So, there's no... It's unintelligent to dislike maut. That is our constant companion. And hubu dunya, that is the love of the dunya, which is our hearts are saturated with it. Hubu dunya, rasu kulli khatiyatin Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the love of the dunya, it is the root of every evil. Every evil in this dunya, it is because of the love of the dunya. When you have love for the dunya, then all the fitna and the facade will flow in this way.